A Kings Island Gold Pass is your ticket to unlimited visits this year and all through 2025. Make the park your own with access to 2 years of tricks and treats, Halloween Haunt, and Winterfest, plus an expanded Soak City featuring the all-new dual racing water coaster River Racers coming in 2025. All for our lowest price of the season. Just 10 payments of $9 after initial payment plus applicable taxes and fees. Hurry, price goes up September 3rd. Get your Gold Pass at visitkingsisland.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
This season, Instacart has your back to school. As in, they've got your back to school lunch favorites like snack packs and fresh fruit. And they've got your back to school supplies like backpacks, binders, and pencils. And they've got your back when your kid casually tells you they have a huge school project due tomorrow. Let's face it, we were all that kid. So first, call your parents to say, I'm sorry. And then download the Instacart app to get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes all school year long. Get a $0 delivery fee for your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Here's what I'm listening to.
That's Meet Me in the City by late, great Hill Country blues artist Junior Kimbrough. We will be meeting Grizzlies draftees, at least 2, maybe 3 of them in the city.
Maybe tonight. 3?
The Spencer thing is, Cam Spencer is not on the press release announcing the thing. I'm unclear whether he's not on it because he won't be there, or he's not on it because the team can't acknowledge him until trade paperwork goes through. Because that pick was part of a trade.
Right. What did they give up?
No one should care. It's one of these things. If you want to do the accounting, right. Fine. But they gave up some, like, highly protected partial right to a future second-round pick. It's one of these, like, phantom asset things that you need to exchange to make things go through. The only thing that matters about that, and even this doesn't matter, but I did check in on this. If they had sent cash out, that would have hard-capped them at the second apron. They're not going to get there anyway, but as a technical matter, I did check to see if the move, the trade, hard-capped them, and it did not.
I am, by the way, I'll give the plug here. I'm drinking a strawberry, what is this, lemonade, guava thing from Smoothie King, and I can confirm it's delicious. How's yours? Is it good?
It's watermelon. I always go for watermelon things. I like watermelon things, but I did not know that it was a smoothie, not a lemonade, so it's a little thick. So it's a little bit harder for me to drink it.
But you can't really criticize a smoothie for being thick. That's what they are, on definition.
Yeah. It is what it was intended to be. Right. But when they just sort of spit out flavors, and I said, "Ooh, yeah, give me the watermelon," I did not know the variation.
Watermelon. I always avoid watermelon.
I used to make watermelon agua frescas some, but it was a lot of work, and I stopped doing that.
This is strawberry guava lemonade, and it is delicious. So there you go. And then later on in the show, I've been delivered a pie, which I will talk about extensively, I'm certain. Anyway, so Grizzlies yesterday, Jalen Wells with pick 39, and then the aforementioned Cam Spencer. Your thoughts?
Two of the five guys.
You got
guys,
them, by the way.
I got both of them.
You got them, yeah.
I identified 5 guys at the end of a column 2 days ago, and I said, these are my dart throws for the second round, and Jalen Wells and Cam Spencer were 2 of the 5.
This is a damn good system you have.
It is.
You wonder if they're going to have adjusted to foil you next year.
I got to remember to do it every year. I think there's years I forgot to do that, but it did unearth Santi Aldama.
5 guys, and they get 2 of them in the second round. Okay.
The commonality there is obviously shooting. Cam Spencer and Jalen Wells were both north of 40% three-point shooters. In, you know, relatively high level college basketball, Washington State. I don't know. I don't understand the colleges anymore. Does that pack something, right? That's a real conference, right? Washington State.
It was.
I don't know. Who knows? To me, it's the Pac-10. And
right.
So, you know, so
it,
whatever.
It was, but it's dead now. But yes.
I'm just going to call it
last year.
That.
It was.
I'm going to call it that.
Right.
I'm going to say Arkansas is in the Southwest Conference, and Memphis is in the Metro. And so this dude shot 40% from 3 on high volume in the Pac-10 last year. I don't even care. Okay. Don't correct me because I don't care. And Cam Spencer, I think people somewhat know because he was on UConn team that won back-to-back national championships. And he was a North Authority 40% three-point shooter for UConn last year. And so this team needs shooting depth, and they got two shooters. Whether they are athletic enough to hack it in the NBA is the question. But guess what? It's the second round. You know, there's no certainty anywhere in the draft, and less so the deeper you go. Wells is like 6'7", 6'8", and seems to be his athletic markers statistically are not great in college. But, like, sometimes you can be a good defender without generating numbers. Like, Dylan Brooks was like that. I'm not saying he's Dylan Brooks, but there is the sense that he is a better defensive player. Even though he doesn't generate a lot of steals and blocks, he's a decent defender. So I think they feel pretty good about Jalen Wells as a guy who can, like, you know, jump onto the roster and maybe help him out. And Cam Spencer will almost certainly be on a two-way contract, and we'll see. But he's a good feel for the game, and he can really shoot. And he's, like, super competitive, and he's, you know, he'll be a guy they like having around, whether he actually impacts the Grizzlies or not.
So one can imagine that if Jalen Wells is on the main roster and Cam Spencer is on the two-way, and you could have, like, right now they have a 15-person roster if you pick up the option
Kennard
on Luke
option.
Kennard.
Yeah.
And then whatever, Pippen, Cam Spencer, Trey Jemison as your two-ways, you're done.
The annoying thing about this for me is that, like, the draft process is still going on because we're introducing these guys this afternoon. The Kennard decision tomorrow and free agency starts on Sunday afternoon at 5 p.m. and may end by Sunday night. And so I'm trying to write a rest of the offseason column and see if I can get it up by the 4 p.m. today. So it's not, you know, it'll have a window of like an hour where we're people
the annoying
care,
thing for me is I've got talk radio shows and I could be spending days on each of these things and they're all going to be telescoped into a weekend.
So, yeah, they have, in theory, they have a complete roster. They have, if you put Jalen Wells on the main roster and Cam Spencer on a two-way, they got 15 players on the main roster. That's all of it. They got three on the two-way. That's all of it. We're done here. That's not going to be the case. But
where's that money, by the way? Where would that put them?
That
money?
Would put them about $1 million. It's my calculation. These are estimates. That would put them about $1 million over the first apron of the luxury.
Will not happen.
I doubt it.
Seems unlikely.
I doubt it.
You're $1 million away.
I doubt it. But here's what I will say. They have already avoided what to me was the unacceptable to me scenario of the offseason. And that was, you draft a player in the first round who may not necessarily be in your rotation this season. You decline Luke Kennard, and you fill your biggest need at center by signing like some guy who should be a backup, like Andre Drummond or whatever, and then you're under the tax and you're done. They have avoided that with the Zach Edey acquisition in the draft. And so they have crossed that threshold. But I will say, they talk about, and Zach Kleiman said this, you know, on draft night, you know, as we build towards trying to win a championship, we think blah, blah, blah. At some point, wanting to build a championship team and not paying luxury tax are things that are in conflict with each other. And I think you can make the case, I'm not sure whether I will or not, I'm flirting with it, you can make the case that that is the point. Like, if you're serious, because I don't think there's a scenario where they are under the tax, and you honestly say, this is the best team we could put together this season. I don't know if I believe those two things are possible.
So, okay. So what
because I don't think you can sign someone in free agency better than Luke Kennard with your exception.
Right. Can you? Okay. But if you let Luke Kennard walk and you sign someone who's not quite, who's three-quarters of Luke Kennard.
Yeah, you're doing a $6 million signing to fill out your 15th spot on your roster.
And then you're under the tax altogether if you do that?
Yes, you can be. It depends on what level of signing you make.
Right.
You have access to the full mid-level if you let Kennard walk, and you will be roughly seven-something million.
Can you not say, okay, fine, I would be marginally better if I would have Luke Kennard as my fifth, what do you call him, fifth best wing player yesterday?
Perimeter player.
But it just doesn't make that much difference. It's a marginal difference given the considerable money savings.
Well,
and so it doesn't make sense.
The case has to be, yes, there's money savings. You're not paying into the tax, and you're getting a payment back out of the tax. And this is a small market. This is reality. That is not what I would lead with if I were defending the decision.
Right.
What I would lead with is we avoid starting the repeater tax clock. And in the NBA, there are going to be extra penalties if you're in the tax multiple seasons. And you say there's an impact on us beyond finances on being in the tax. And if it's not going to make a meaningful difference to us on the court, it's better to avoid starting that clock now if we don't really have to,
right,
to measurably improve our team. This is why I'm torn on this. I would say, though, they traded for Luke Kennard because they believed, A, he might be the best shooter in the league, and they believed that adding that shooting to what they had was going to meaningfully change what their team could do. And if you subtract that level of shooting and you replace it with, like, this is going to be our fifth big for $5 million, I do think that's meaningful in terms of what your team can be.
Okay, I'll literally just do this to play devil's advocate.
Yeah.
They'd say, when we did that, we didn't have Marcus Smart, we didn't have Vince Williams Williams, and we didn't have Gigi Jackson. And so now we have those players, and we think it pushes him down the pecking order, and we don't think it's as significant anymore.
That is also a valid argument. That's why I think this is not crystal clear. But I would just say,
you're a better team with his shooting on it. There's no question.
You're a better team with his shooting, or you're a better team if you use him, that contract in a trade to bring back someone. The other thing about this is they are depending on Vince Williams, and I think Vince Williams is going to come through, right?
Right.
They're hoping on Gigi Jackson, and I think that might come through. Vince Williams, Gigi Jackson, and Jake LaRavia, who finished the season strong, none of them have ever played a single truly meaningful NBA game, ever. And so, you know, to me, this is a tricky thing, but I think if you want to say we have an opportunity this year in this Western Conference, let's put the best team we can on the floor, I have a hard time seeing declining Kennard, making a small signing, staying under the tax, and saying this is the best team we can put on the floor. I think that's a hard sell to make.
Particularly in the wake of last year when, okay, he's the fifth best perimeter player. Players get injured.
Yes.
You know?
That's exactly right.
Maybe he'll be the third best by the third week in the season, right?
Right.
And a guy who you really need. And he may be the fifth best, but he has a particular skill
right.
that literally nobody else has. So, Okay, well, just to bet, what are the paths forward here? As you with Luke Kennard trade, what would they look like?
So I wrote a comment a couple weeks ago about sort of five paths. But if you boil it down to, like, more simply, it's like you have him or you don't have him. Like,
right.
It's sort of that is one fork in the road. And then as you go down each of those two paths, it can fork out in different ways. You know, so in some ways, they could keep him at $14.8 million. They could negotiate a new deal. A new deal was still going to bring them into the tax, but it might bring them under the first apron. And if that distinction is meaningful to them, I'm not sure how meaningful I think that is, but if that distinction is meaningful to them, maybe that's worth that.
And if you're moving on from him, though, you can either let him go, or you can sign someone, or you can deal him. What might a deal, like, what can you imagine a deal might look like?
Well, you get into, like, realistic or non-realistic, right? Like, I can imagine a scenario where you package Luke Kennard and Zaire Williams in a future first-round pick, and you're getting, you know, Cam Johnson from Brooklyn, who's blowing stuff up.
I've seen that on Twitter many times. That's what everyone wants now. Yeah,
but
they all want Cam Johnson.
I think that would make your team better, but that is a more considerable cost over multiple years for a guy who may not be a starter for you. And I'm not necessarily advocating that. You know, does it make you better to trade Kennard and you know, Zaire Williams and get Bojan Bogdanović, who's also a really good shooter, maybe not as good as Kennard, maybe as good as Kennard, but he's 6'8 instead of 6'4, 6'5 or what. You know, is that available to you to do? Are you willing to do something like that? And so we'll see. I mean, the other thing they could do is let Kennard walk, access the full mid-level. They could – there's a good chance. I still think there's a good chance they find some way to move off of Zaire Williams. And now you have two roster spots, and you got a full mid-level. And maybe you say, like, let's go sign – I don't even know. Let's sign Andre Drummond and DeLon Wright, and we have a fifth big, and we have another ball handler – and we think that's a better team ultimately. So there are ways they can go. I'm not saying, like, you know, if you don't have Luke Kennard, you're not maximizing your team. I'm saying it's hard to say you're maximizing your team if you're under the tax given the current situation.
If they do something, either deal him or let him go and sign someone, is it clear that I mean, you just mentioned another big, a ball handler, shooter. Is it clear what sort of player they would want?
Those are the three things. I think when you look at the roster and you look at, first of all, you look at this roster right now, it's good. Like, the roster they have right now, if their stars stay healthy, can absolutely be a top four seed in the West. Like, it's really good, but it's not perfect. And so they have four bigs. They started last season with six, right? I think ideally you'd want a fifth big. They're going to keep Derrick Rose on the roster, and I'm not saying they shouldn't. I think the value that he has brought as a locker room, whatever, is something that they value a lot, and I think they will have him back. But the reality of that is he's not playing every night.
Right.
And so when you look at the depth chart, like, he's not someone you're counting on playing, and so if he's on your main roster but not playing every night, and Scottie Pippen Jr. is on a two-way, which by definition you can't play 82 games that way,
right.
Do you have enough ball handling? That creates sort of a problem. And then shooting's just always a question, period.
They do have a lot of lard at the end. I mean, a lot between Derrick Rose, who's there as a counselor,
right.
And then Conchar, Zaire, and Jake
Moravia. Well, I would say two things about sort of what you might have too much of. You have too much quantity of young wings still. When you're talking about Vince Williams, Gigi Jackson, Jake LaRavia, John Conchar, Zaire Williams, Jalen Wells. That's six wings, all like under 30, none of them proven in high-stakes basketball. That's almost half a 15-man roster.
Right, right.
So I think they're overloaded with that. And then the other thing is, and like, you know, this was a response to a question that for me 2 years ago, and there are people who might throw this back at Zach Lyman now. Did you really need to double down on youth? Because they're going to introduce three rookies today, right?
Right.
And so if you're introducing three rookies and you let Kennard walk, and then there's some tricky territory there. I mean, I do think this is go time for the Memphis Grizzlies this season and next season.
You mentioned Zaire. How would they move off of Zaire?
Well, that's an interesting question, because if it's a strict salary dump, we've seen the going price for that. Yesterday in the second round of the draft, Denver sent three second-round picks to get rid of the $5 million contract to Reggie Jackson.
Right.
Today, I believe, and I may have this wrong because it just happened like an hour ago.
Tim Hardaway.
I believe Dallas sent three second-round picks to get off Tim Hardaway. Now, they did get back a good player in Quentin Grimes, so maybe that's a little different. But I don't know if the Grizzlies want to trade
three second-round
picks just to get off Zaire Williams. Zaire Williams is still young. He's only got one more year on the contract, and it's a one more year that gives, like, team.
He's a different kind of player than either of those players.
Well, he can be a restricted free agent, so there's an element of sort of team control there. He's still young. He's still a good, like, player archetype in terms of his length and position, and he has had moments. He had moments last season. Like, you know, he was locking down Damian Lillard at the end of a game, and if I'm the Grizzlies, I hope there's someone out there, a young rebuilding team with some cap space or whatever, that's like, yeah, we'll take a flyer in the sky, we'll see. Like, and then you could either move off of him at little to no cost. You're not going to get anything back of note.
No, you. But one second. I mean, in the end,
if you deal one moderate second to move off the money, that kind of thing. I would be reluctant to spend a lot of money just to get off of a Zaire Williams contract.
Right. He has those two other players who we mentioned. They're like, we know what they're fully finished. They're fully finished products. Zaire is not.
That's right.
Right?
That's
right. Zaire, if you're Detroit or whoever it is, can still hope. Well,
Detroit, Charlotte, San Antonio, whatever rebuilding team has.
Says could take right. still take a flyer there. All right. You don't think there's much chance of the others? They're not going to be able to move off of Conchar. And
I think Conchar's harder to move off of, and also think they're not. I don't feel like they are.
Feel bad
animated.
About him sitting down there.
Yeah, yeah. I think Conchar, you would like it at this point if he was making half the money he's making now. But the idea of John Conchar as your 12th, 13th guy is like, you know, good guy to have around kind of
and
thing.
And Jake LaRavia.
LaRavia might be pretty good still. And it's a $3 million contract, and you got, again, team control going off of that. I'm not interested in trading Jake LaRavia. I'm perfectly willing to if I can get value, but it's not somebody I'm trying to get off of.
Have you consumed much of the national reaction to the Zach Edey stuff? Is any of it interesting to you?
A little bit. If you want to feel good about it as a Grizzlies fan, go listen to Zach Lowe's post-draft podcast, Hello Post, and Jonathan Givony, was really very effusive about the Zach Edey fit and how great Zach Edey's going to be for the Grizzlies specifically. So that if you want to feel good, that's a good place to go. And I think he's a smart guy who sort of knows what he's talking about. I've seen the little bits and pieces, the woman from Yahoo and whatnot.
We don't have clarity yet on Canadian national team and summer league.
No, I assume we'll get that this afternoon.
That today, yeah. 5:00.
Yeah.
Fans are not invited. It's at 5:00.
They don't do that anymore.
At FedEx Forum.
Allen Iverson is that.
Is that the last public press conference
I'm pretty sure. Iverson. Yeah.
That was so great. Oh, that was fun.
A Kings Island Gold Pass is your ticket to unlimited visits this year and all through 2025. Make the park your own with access to 2 years of tricks and treats, Halloween Haunt, and Winterfest, plus an expanded Soak City featuring the all-new dual racing water coaster River Racers coming in 2025. All for our lowest price of the season. Just 10 payments of $9 after initial payment plus applicable taxes and fees. Hurry, price goes up September 3rd. Get your Gold Pass at visitkingsisland.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.